Now, it seems kind of ironic because Florida has a lot of water. I mean, it rains a lot. We have the oceans on all sides of the peninsula, large lakes, large swamps. But the fact of the matter is the cheap potable water that we draw from the Florida aquifer now has largely been tapped out.
Now, there is an initiative on at the moment for the water districts to the water management districts to work together, and that is something quite new.
It's very new, and we're in a unique position in the state of Florida in that the three major water management districts that provide water and control the water supplies for the entire peninsula of Florida all intersect here, the St. John's, the South Florida, and Southwest Florida. And so they have realized that we are overpumping the Floridan aquifer, that we can't continue to use it at the rate we're using it. And so to support future growth and development of the state, we need a different plan.
What are some of the options out there?
Well, surface waters and reservoirs, and then desalinization. Those are the three major options, and that's exactly what's happened in Southwest Florida. In and around the Tampa Bay area, they have exceeded the limits of the aquifer, and they've had to go to these more expensive water sources in order to support their existing population and any future growth and economic development.
And you mentioned the expense, and I think people have taken the water resource for granted, so this is going to be an economic wake-up call.
Oh, absolutely. And my point is the cheap potable water that we can pump without causing significant environmental degradation to our springs and to our swamps, we're at that level now. So now is the time we are going to see some changes and we're going to see some higher costs.
How will cities, municipalities, counties get around that higher cost?
Well, they're going to raise everybody's water rates. I mean, the price of water is too cheap. That's the reality. I mean, nobody likes prices to go up, Matthew. But the fact of the matter is, it's priced too cheaply. If it was priced right, then we wouldn't be overpumping the aquifer. We'd be using the resources more effectively. Right now, about 456 million gallons a day are used for potable water supplies, 350 million for agriculture, 60 million for commercial industrial use, and 54 million for domestic water supply wells. The price of all that water is actually zero. We don't price the raw water. And so any resource that has a zero price will have an infinite demand. We need to establish some type of pricing mechanism so that we can allocate this scarce resource, the Floridan aquifer, in a more effective way.
Do you think something like dealing with the water resource is best handled by the Florida government or county governments? Or is it better for a big entity like that to handle it, or is it better for it to be split up?
It has to be a bigger entity. Because of the way in which the water systems work in Florida, most of the rainfall that falls in Orange County and north of Colonial flows into the St. John's. Most of the water that's in Shingle Creek and to the south and to the east flows into the Okeechobee system and into the Everglades. And then on the west, it flows to the west. So, you know, these big areas also are the boundaries of the water management districts, which makes geohydrological sense. So that's the right way to do it. But the problem is now we have three water management districts all in Central Florida, and this is where much of the raw water supply recharge occurs in the state of Florida.
Do you think there is enough time to develop a good strategy so that we can deal with the shortage coming up?
Well, we have lots of ability to deal with the situation before it becomes a crisis. We're not running out of water in the Floridan aquifer, but if we pump more than the about 800 million gallons a day that we're pumping, then we begin to compromise the springs and swamps. The studies indicate we could go to about 850 million gallons a day. Furthermore, we could do a lot better on conservation. We don't do very well on conservation because the water's so cheap. A little bit of price increase would go a long way to economizing on the use of the supply and stretch it much further. And then we could slowly implement the development of the surface water systems, which are more expensive to treat. The water quality is not as good as the Floridan in the surface waters, but we have a lot of surface waters, and we could begin to use those. And if we make this transition slowly over time, and if we slowly provide a pricing mechanism for the raw water, then we can go a long way to ameliorating the diseconomy we have now.